Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome to the Cozy Cricket Podcast. I'm your host, Tanner Davidson. Thank you for coming back, and if you're new, thank you for finding podcast about cryptids and folklore.
Don't sell yourself short.
I sell myself accurately.
No, you don't. And I'm his lovely fiance and wife-to-be.
Yes. Okay, we're back. We're watching Aliens 3.
Yep, this is part 2 of 1.
What? That's not me. Yeah.
I will be right back, guys.
All right. So, I guess everyone's figured out there's an alien. I decided to... on the ship. And we're gonna hit play. And a count of 3. Counting down from 3, 2... one play. I may have a little room for a second. Okay. So the, give me a, oh my. Nothing works here. No thing. Nothing happening. Yeah. Shove to the wall. So they're upset that she brought the xenomorph. They brought the prisoners are upset that Ripley has brought this killer alien creature and xenomorph to the establishment, and they don't feel very much like helping her. Welcome back, Amanda.
So what'd I miss?
Not much. You didn't miss most of anything.
Okay, so they're looking at a map of the tunneling system or the map of the building?
Yeah, map of the building. They're trying to figure out a way to, like...
escape?
Not escape, but, like, lock it in. Or secure to find a secure area.
Where's the rest of the team? Is it just them?
No, they're just split up right now.
That was a stupid mistake.
Yeah. And they think being from the future, they would have seen horror movies.
Yep, you never split up.
That's true. Like, at the time, like every horror movie, as soon as they split up, they like die.
And what annoys me is the people that have the brains and everything, they get ignored. Like, she knows what to do, and everyone's just basically saying, fuck you.
Well, what do you know about her? Nothing, really. It's just somebody.
Understandable, but... I like that.
So it gets out, obviously.
The fuck is all that?
It's like fuel.
Yep.
I guess I got it from Jurassic Park. Yes. I got everyone's dressed in like shitty clothes in the future. Like a lot of browns.
Fuck. So the fuel literally will destroy a ton of shit.
Yeah, I think we're going to see a big explosion.
I like him. I wish, what was his name again? The one with glasses.
I forget. It's a...
He's a really good actor.
Yeah.
Yep. Damn straight.
What do you think? What do you think he should do about it?
Follow her lead, unless he wants to die.
Do you want jostle?
Hmm?
Go on, Rena. Just...
Sorry, I hear Luca barking in the background.
They're trying to blow up the tunnels, I think. That's what it seems like.
Yeah, they're painting the floors with the gas. Or the fuel.
Yeah. Or like mopping.
She looks like she's about to faint.
Well, I can imagine very a lot of fumes in that area right now.
Well, with the other fuel. Thing is, she just woke up from a cryogenic sleep.
True.
And she said she was going to be sick for a couple of weeks. And then she just jumps right into this. Sugar.
This guy's smoking. Yeah, this guy's there's a cigarette in his mouth.
Oh no. I don't know what he just dropped, but that ain't good.
Seems like a cigar or...
No, that's not a cigar.
That's one of those explosions. Explosives, I believe. I'm gonna take another step down. How about that?
Looks like a cigar. I would not put that back in my mouth if I were you. That's gross.
I think it's a explosion. Explosive.
Oh, no. Oh, there he is.
Got him.
Yep.
This is very much like the first Alien movie. There's a...
Oh, shit.
Just like one... Alien. Taking out everybody out.
That's gonna light it on fire.
Yep.
Run!
Oh my god.
I mean, you're going to have a couple of burns, but...
Yeah. I'm surprised they still have eyebrows.
Yeah, you ain't helping nobody.
Speaking of eyebrows, I got my eyebrows done today.
Huh?
I got my eyebrows done today.
Yes, and they look phenomenal. You needed them.
I don't know. They look the same to me.
Huh?
They look exactly the same.
Well, at least you won't have to pluck them for a while.
Yeah.
They usually grow back within a month. That's why they tell you to ever go back in every 4 weeks. So, the sprinklers just went off, and it's cracking metal and stuff. And she's trying to get out, and it ain't working.
Now, there's showing people walking definitely around.
I'm surprised they're even alive.
They seem sad and, like...
Surrounded by smoke.
They're walking like they just lost a baseball game.
Well, they kind of just lost the battle.
And kind of.
Their plan was to trap the thing, and now it killed the one thing that could save
them. Well, he's just trying to kill people. He's not trying to get everybody infected. Or impregnated. I don't know what we're going to do.
She's trying to process, and she doesn't know what to do. She's about to have a panic attack.
Is she? What makes you say that?
Because she's hard of breathing. Her hands are clamming up.
I think she's a... I'm a bit of a PTSD.
She has something growing in her.
No. Don't ruin it for people.
Let's guess. I've never seen the damn movie.
You ever seen the movie?
No. But it didn't go after her the first time it spotted her.
Yeah. Some like camera guy right there by their kneecaps. I guess I'm from a single.
Well, she's stripped down to her.
I feel very claustrophobic in this movie. Everything's so closed off and walled in.
She's going into a pod in the spaceship.
Yes. Okay.
That's kind of cool.
Okay. Seen something.
I don't see anything.
See how it's very just like shades of blue, black.
Foreign tissue.
Yeah.
Ah, called it.
Get one inside you. Oh, yeah. I remember the login name. Freeze it. Oh, don't freak out.
Jeez. Well, I would be stressed too if I were you. Something foreign in your damn body.
No, it is. I think I know how she got that. I think she got it from the first movie.
I was about to say it's either from the first or second movie because nothing touched her in this movie.
I think I know the scene happening. Familiar with that movie, I think you can know what movie, what scene I'm talking about. Look, he's not horrible. You know? What do you think?
I'm trying to hear what she's saying.
Can them come here? Yeah. Oh man.
So he's not turning back the rescue team like she wants to.
No. So he's like, hey man, I wanna be that guy, but
So I wonder how far out the rescue team is.
I don't. They say they come over about every 6 months, remember?
Right, that's for supplies. But they were sending her teams shortly.
Soon. Come and said soon. That could be 3 months. A month.
And now she's going to the basement.
Yes, the basement. So, what? They're kind of fucked.
Yup. They're coming in 2 hours.
In 2 hours?
I just said that ramble time. Two hours.
That's pretty fast.
Well, I wonder what how long these events had happened.
I think it's been like a few days, few weeks. Since Ripley's been on the ship. Quarantine Ripley. They're trying to get Ripley.
Yeah, because she has that inner.
Yeah, they want that. They want that specimen. That's why they're trying to get that thing the whole time. Throughout the whole movie series.
Okay, I'm putting the mic down for a sec.
Okay. 18 minutes.
Well, she went into the basement.
Yeah, it's the basement. And she's she's like, are we talking about
she's either talking about the alien
Alien or Clemens?
I was thinking more of the alien. She's only known Clemens for a short time, but she's faced the aliens before. Ooh. Owie.
Owie, what?
You know how you get like that tingling sensation in your foot?
Oh, yeah, like when you're first asleep?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the worst.
It's happening right now, and it's sending little shocks to my foot.
Ouchie. So...
Yep, she's looking for the alien. She just said, don't be afraid. And they're slamming stuff all over the walls. Like a cocoon.
I think she wants to kill herself.
That or she kills it.
Mm. I think she wants to die.
Well, yeah, I think she doesn't want them, the team to get the... thing that's in her body.
I think she just wants someone to, yeah, not to, and
she has no one left.
Yeah.
So why would you want to live when you have nothing left? That just got really depressing.
Mm. Well,
I mean, if I was in her position, I wouldn't want to live either.
Yeah. Okay. It's easy.
Just die. Just do what you do. That's
gross. Some bugs. Oh, she's freaking out. She's like,
it's above her.
Yeah.
And she just dropped her only weapon.
Oh. It's very different. This is very... It looks very different from other aliens. Xenomorph so far. I think they really updated the puppeteering or costume. Can a queen? I think it's been there longer than you think it has. She wants to die. She wants to die because she has a queen inside her.
But if she dies, then it can't survive, or can it still?
I think it can. I don't know. Don't worry about it.
Oh, I think he's like, since you've been here, nothing's been gone, right? So, gladly kill you.
Yeah.
Except I don't think that's true, because he's the one that saved her from getting raped.
I mean, but she's asking, though. No prayers.
I'm wondering if the head guy is going to stop because they're waiting for her.
He's probably going to stop that guy because the company wants the alien. God, they're drawing us out. Yes. You need me? Already. A Coca-Cola bottles? No. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I ain't saying on my ass fight the thing or die trying.
Say that. Say that.
Yeah, if I have nothing else to lose, then yeah, I'm going to go out dying of trying to fight.
Mm-hmm. Well... I think I'll be getting the fuck out of here.
Well, if I didn't have you and if I didn't have our kids, I'd be going after it. Because I would rather save others than save myself.
I serve my family than me and everybody else.
What?
First my family than me.
If I didn't have anyone, then yeah, I'd try to rescue other people.
Both my family, then me, then other people. That's a good.
I basically sacrifice myself for anyone.
So now we're at the point of the plot where, like, let's go! They're like rolling up everybody.
I got about 30 minutes before this ends, so this is like the climax of the movie.
3 minutes?
30 minutes, I said.
30 minutes?
Yeah.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Oh, really?
It's an hour 54. We stopped at an hour, so.
Yeah. Wow, 60 hours.
What?
On your knees.
Damn straight. I beg for no one. Unless I absolutely want something, then I beg. But yeah, fuck that. I ain't going down begging.
Nice. So I have to. Great. Pep talk.
85's pissed.
So tell us about this new podcast you're thinking about doing, Amanda.
We can talk about that after the movie.
After the movie?
Yeah.
Tell us about it now.
Okay, we were supposed to do commentary on the movie. We do commentary on the movie.
Okay, thank you. It's really helpful. Thank you. I really appreciate that.
I love you.
Thank you.
Quit being a smart ass.
Quit being a smart ass. Quit having great ass, okay? Jesus.
Well, I like Dylan, and he's talking.
She has no eyebrows.
Well, she had to shave everything off.
Yeah, that's true.
Lice can grow in your eyebrows, too.
Yeah. That's true.
Dan, sometimes women have thin eyebrows.
True. God, what's he from? He's from something. What movie has he been in? I know he's from Jurassic Park.
I don't remember him from Jurassic Park.
He's like a... He
got like side character.
He's a side character, yeah.
Gotcha.
But I think he's like in Treasure Island or something. Oh, he was the guy from James and John's Peach who gave him the magic magnets.
Oh, who gave him the seed.
Magnets, yeah.
I love that movie.
I love that movie too. The giant rhinoceros used to scare me when I was little.
So this door's not working. They're like, let's rethink this. It's like, no, we're doing this.
No. I understand though.
Fire. And I see. Yeah. It's eating someone's body.
It's alien POV.
That's very feminine.
Feminine.
Yep.
Well, I've got this on now.
I don't know. I haven't touched any controller.
Pissed off.
So they basically abandoned ship because there are a bunch of pansies.
Did they are trying to trap it?
Huh?
Are they trying to get it to run towards a certain spare area?
I thought he was.
Oh, wow.
Kind of cool how they did the camera ring.
Yeah, see, they're trying.
Or they made the alien the camera. Oh!
Oh, got him. Okay.
And the ship's almost there.
The antenna's moving fast.
Yeah, they need to move fast.
The antenna?
Huh?
The antenna?
What?
The antenna. I said the antenna was moving fast.
Oh, yeah.
Or, no, giant antenna.
It's basically a satellite.
Yeah, satellite. Oh, ACGI. That's CGI as fuck.
That's running on the ceiling.
That looks bad.
Huh?
That looks really bad.
Well, yeah, you just threw a fucking spark
no,
at it.
No, I mean the graphics.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you can't say anything. It's 19-something.
I mean, does it look like it's even there?
It just started on CGI.
What are you... It looks like it's... Oh, God. I look better with a puppet.
Move away from the window, you dumbass.
He's gonna get him.
Someone was running around with scissors and almost stabbed another guy.
Oh, that looks really good. It's in a costume.
Yeah.
What's that fucking CGI?
Excuse me. Oh, don't go.
Okay.
Behind you.
Is it always behind you? Or under you?
Or above you. 10-1, it's above. Because no one likes to think of looking up.
Oh my gosh, that's a smart idea to have this face by that window there.
And the music's picking up.
Oh, suspense. It's behind him. He's in the air ducts up above. Whatever. Nice. He's got his little head went. Little mouth into a guy's head into yep. The glass.
And it just ran past them.
Oh. It's gone. He's lying his fucking ass off. There's a ship.
It landed. And people are coming out. With weapons. Lots of weapons.
Weapons, yes.
I think. That's what it looks like. This one's gonna die.
Oh, God.
Called it.
Yeah. Look who's saying hello, everybody.
He's a little obnoxious brat. Sorry about that.
Say hello to Luca. Yes.
But he is a cutie.
A cutie patootie.
Yep. And a jerk.
He's not a jerk.
Well, they saved the guy from getting brutally murdered.
What?
But he's gonna die of blood loss.
I don't believe that. He's gonna die.
Yeah, he's dead.
He just
swallowed on his own blood.
Oh god, that looks good. That looks good.
Yeah. The CGI on the alien, not so much, but that looks better.
Yeah, that looks like real good. That's a costume. That's practical, I think. That looks...
Oh!
See? You see the difference?
Yeah.
It's supposed to be like green shit.
She's not gonna make it. She's struggling.
So he's running like upside down?
Yeah, that's kind of making me nauseous, it going up and around and over.
Yeah. I wonder how they did that shot. I should watch that more of that thing. Can learn how they did this.
Probably had a camera.
Probably had like a...
Camera with track.
Yeah, a track. But you're not seeing the track in front of it.
They probably blocked it with CGI or green screen.
Yeah.
Oh!
Oh my god.
F- fuck.
This close, that guy. He was out.
Yeah, he was almost out, and nope.
Got fucking got.
Okay, these people are in white with coats.
Yeah, they're trying to clutch this. That's fine.
She's struggling.
Yeah. She's very, not wanting to have this fucking queen. Oh, God. Guys, join the show? If you enjoy these commentaries, please let me know on Twitter at CozyCryptoPod.
And give us some ideas for some other movies.
Or tag us on Instagram at CozyCryptoPodcast or on Instagram at CozyCryptoPodcast.
Or on TikTok. Comment on one of the TikTok posts that we have. Well, he has up.
Yeah. Yeah, both Coast Critic Podcast on Instagram and TikTok.
I just jump in now and then.
And talk shit when you leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and wherever you listen to podcasts, like Spotify. I usually go to Spotify for my podcasting.
We just like to hear from you and kind of get ideas from you guys.
Yeah.
Sorry if I'm talking funky in the mic. And there are two podcasts that me and Tanner are going to probably be working on once he moves in after we get married.
After we're married?
Yes.
Yeah, we're getting married, everybody. Hello. I'm off the menu, ladies.
He's been off the market for about 2 years.
Yes.
And he's staying permanently off the market.
Yes.
Happily
off the market.
But we're going to work on a mythical races one, which talks about Norse gods, Roman gods, Greek gods. Pretty much any kind of thing that's mythical, like centaurs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then one is called Surviving 101 or Project Surviving 101.
Yeah.
And that's basically going to be like how you deal with sexual assault or drug addicts or gaslighting, toxic family, and different things like that. And it's basically going to be on everything I've gone through and how I've been doing it.
It's like trying to grab her tail.
Yeah, it's also trying to, she's trying to bring it out.
Oh my God. Yeah.
There's two of them.
There's two aliens?
I don't know. It looks like two, but maybe I'm wrong.
I don't know why you found that one.
Oh, it's about the Johnny Depp case.
Shut the door. Shut the door.
It's getting really, really pissed.
Really? Well, it's panicking. It's like an animal, like when you corner an animal.
Oh, yeah. Try cornering Luca.
You do all the time.
Huh?
You do all the time.
I do not.
Corner him, aims kisses and hugs.
Little brat stole my spot this morning when I got out of bed.
Stole my spot.
Huh?
Stole my spot.
He steals your spot every night.
Oh my God.
When you're not here.
Oh my God.
Well, it started to climb up the wall and followed Dylan.
Dylan.
What? That's his name.
Yeah. Character's name is Dylan. I think.
That God's gonna take care of her.
Okay.
Yeah, that ain't happening with that baby in her. No, don't take your glasses off.
Oh, we can't really see. It's all steam. He's running towards him.
And he did not keep his promise. It's once they killed that, he was going to kill her.
Well, I think it's going to be... I think it's going to be that she still dies.
Pour the lead.
That's the plan.
The lead. So much steam. Like, you can't even see.
It just gives a sense of, like, mystery. And, like, oh... But the music can tell they did it.
Yep.
They won, guys.
Luke is cheering in the background.
Triumphantly playing the music. I mean, it should be fucked up.
I just feel bad for Dylan.
Well.
But he's a true hero by sacrificing himself.
Very true. It's still a fucking lie, bro. Screaming.
She's about to die.
Sprinkler.
I'm surprised she even got that far.
Yeah, same.
And now it's time to swing.
Get him.
But what's the water gonna do?
Well, he's just covered. He's covered in a molten lead.
Molten lead, yeah. And it exploded.
Yeah.
The smithereens, and that was cool and also gross.
Very cool. I think I have an idea of why that happened. That
I want to know how that thing got in her and how it's a queen.
Well, I have a guess. It happened
probably in the first or second movie.
It happened in the first movie.
Well, if it did, why is it taking so long to grow?
Because it wasn't like a face hugger. It was more a different type of gestation.
Okay, so face huggers breed quickly.
Yes.
Okay.
And usually just like a drone or something. And plus, she's been frozen for...
Forever.
For like 250 years. Since the first movie.
Oh, right. She went to the Krynok... to sleep.
After the first movie, then again, and then a second. So, God knows how long it's been since the first movie. But she's only been awake for like a few. Bishop. Waylon. No. Friendly face. Okay. Want to help? I mean, get the fuck out of me. I'd be like, sure.
That, but also, I wouldn't trust it.
I wouldn't trust them. They were gonna, in the first movie, the company was wanting to, like, get the specimen
And use it for bioweapons.
Yeah, use it for bioweapons, but also, fuck it if the crew dies. All the specimen, get the specimen.
So what made them change now?
Yeah, exactly.
And it's underhanded that they use... What's his face?
Bishop?
Bishop's face.
Well, Bishop's face is based off the face of Wayland. He's like the owner of the company. So if it's this guy right here. He's also the same guy who plays in AVP. Do what?
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. They just killed 85.
Yeah.
And he's been bitching and moaning that he has a family and a wife and kin to go to, and now he just sacrificed himself and died.
Yeah, so no particular reason why we would think he would do that, or...
Yeah.
We're character choice. I don't care.
It may be the queen, but...
She'll take that.
He's going to push her.
She's going to fucking jump in.
She's going to jump or he's going to push her?
She's going to do a double heel flip. 980.
What the hell happened to his ear?
Got hit in the head with a crowbar.
Yeah, but that wouldn't misshape in his head if he was human.
You would think? Ever seen boxers?
Yeah, but he got up and...
Oh, it got out. Like, fuck this.
No, she's holding it.
You little fucker. I got you now. She got him.
Yep.
Very Terminator 2-esque ending. CW, Wayland.
She killed it.
So, it's the same company that owns. I was in the first movie. Second movie, too.
So, basically, everyone in the jail died.
Everyone died. Yeah, everyone fucking died. It's just one fucking alien. In the second movie...
And the one that got shot in the leg. He's still...
Oh, yeah. In the second movie, there were fucking hundreds.
Wonder if he got a parasite in him.
Nah. No. You know.
You do.
What's this? About 9 minutes left.
Well, this is her ship, or her... Whatever.
Okay. Ripley? That's five in the strong. Close and seal, custodial presence terminated. Manual firing equipment to be sold as scrapped. And transmission?
That's weird. That's it for the movie!
Dylan, Jarvis S. Dutton.
Yeah, I like Dylan.
Bishop 2. Nice haircut. Alright, this has been...
Aliens 3.
Alien 3. I'm pregnant. Hello, my name is Ripley, and I'm pregnant with an alien. Ripley 3. Alien 3. Thank you for listening to this episode of the podcast.
We thoroughly appreciate it. And if you can,
I'll leave a review and rating on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. And share with your friends and family.
And if you guys have any suggestions, leave
a comment or just hit me up on Twitter @CozyCryptoPod
or on TikTok.
My TikTok handle is Crazy Critic Podcast.
And my stalk him.
And my Instagram. Don't stalk me. Yes. Say hi. Leave comments. Duet videos, whatever. Instagram is also Crazy Critic Podcast. Next episode parts will be on Alien Resurrection, I believe.
I have no idea. I wasn't on the other
one. Winona Ryder.
Who?
Winona Ryder. She was in Edward Scissorhands and...
Gotcha. That will be interesting. I probably won't be on that one. So.
Probably not. Probably a couple of weeks, see how work goes. Sorry, you're a little stressed out. I've been working a lot. But thank you, and...
Have a great one.
Have a great one while we get the music playing.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.